This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 1292, How We Paid Off $127,000 of Debt in 4 Years, by Jen Hayes of jenhayes.me. And I am Dan. I'm here every single day reading to you from the best personal finance blogs on the web. And if you enjoy this show, it would be great if you could share this podcast with somebody today. There's several ways you can do it. You can email them or text them a link to oldpodcast.com/listen. That's oldpodcast.com/listen. Or even better, if you're able to subscribe them to the podcast right on their smartphone. It would mean a lot to us, helps keep the show going and growing. But for now, let's keep this intro nice and short and get right to today's post as we start optimizing your life. How We Paid Off $127,000 of Debt in 4 Years, by Jen Hayes of jenhayes.me. We're debt-free! We've officially paid off $127,000 of debt, $117,000 in student loans, and a $10,000 car loan. And that's just how much we paid toward the principal. If you factor in how much we paid toward interest as well, we actually paid more than $150,000. After 4 years of hard work, sacrifices, and extreme frugality, we are 100% debt-free, and it's an incredible feeling. If you're new around here and aren't familiar with our story, here's a little bit more about us, starting with the most obvious question: how did we accumulate so much dang debt? The short answer is that we made some dumb choices with our student loans. I have a master's degree from an expensive business school, and my husband started college at a for-profit private school. He later transferred to a public university. I used my student loan money as an emergency fund, and my hubby used his to pay for his apartment rent. By the time we finished school, I had racked up $75,000 in student loan debt, and my hubby had $42,000. Our grand total was $117,000, and our monthly payments were over $1,400, as high as a mortgage. I always knew I would have a lot of debt, but I had expected to be making a high salary with a master's degree from a highly competitive business school. After graduating, I was in for a rude awakening. My first full-time job paid so little that nearly 50% of my net income went towards my loans. We were drowning in debt, and neither one of us had any idea what to do until a money-smart friend lent us a copy of Dave Ramsey's book, The Total Money Makeover. My Personal Finance Epiphany. Reading Dave Ramsey's book shifted my perspective and changed my life. For the first time, I realized that I didn't need to live a life filled with debt. Like many Americans, I used to believe that debt is a normal and inevitable part of life. I decided that I didn't want to be normal. As Dave Ramsey says, live like no one else now so you can live like no one else later. If you're willing to make sacrifices and live more frugally than other people will, you can live a life they'll never be able to live. You know what you can do when you aren't drowning in debt payments? Anything you want. Retire early. Travel the world. Pay for emergency without stress. Give generously. These concepts seem insane to people who are constantly in debt. Guess what? These things aren't at all crazy if you're debt-free. The typical American pays $480 a month for a car loan, $280 for student loans, $190 to credit cards, and $1,000 on his or her mortgage. That's a whopping total of $1,950 going to debt each month. What if those people had no debt? They'd free up nearly $2,000 every month. Imagine what could be done with that money. So now that we've covered why we jumped on the debt-free crazy train, let's talk about how we did it. So how did we pay off $127,000 in 4 years? Paying off six-figure debt in a short time frame hasn't been easy. We've made sacrifices, we've side hustled, and we've been extremely frugal. The biggest money saver has been living with my parents. We pay them rent, but it's much less than we'd pay for a studio apartment, and this has saved us tens of thousands of dollars. We are so grateful to them, and we know that paying off our massive debt in only 4 years wouldn't have been possible without their generosity. Here are some other things we did to pay off our debt ASAP. I drive a 19-year-old rust bucket vehicle, and I've never had a car loan. My husband drove a goofy-looking smart car for a while, which we paid for in cash. I'm on a 4-year spending ban. We found free things to do for fun instead of spending money. 100% of my earnings from this blog went toward paying off our debt. We both found higher-paying jobs. I earned extra cash, which went to debt, and gift cards, which went toward things like groceries, freeing up more money to go to debt, any way I could. My husband has taken on freelance graphic and web design projects. He also side-hustled as an assistant to a wedding photographer for a while. All overtime, bonuses, and extra income went toward debt. Now, it certainly hasn't always been easy. There have been times when I felt like this was crazy and I just wanted to give up. I'm glad we didn't, though, because being debt-free is absolutely worth it. So what's next? So many people asked us how we plan to celebrate being debt-free. Here's what we did. My husband and I went out for a nice dinner. I dyed my hair for the first time in 4 years. We did a debt-free photo shoot. You can scroll down in the post for photos. We had a friend take the photos, so it didn't cost a thing. Well, that's not very exciting, I know. I wish I could say we're going on some epic around-the-world trip, but that's not real life, at least not for us. Taking a dream vacation makes sense for people in certain situations, like people who already own a home. For us, we want to move out of my parents' house ASAP, so getting started on saving right away is our top priority. We're saving up money as quickly as we can for a few things. A down payment on our first home, yay! Furniture and other stuff we'll need for our home. A bigger emergency fund, which is baby step number 3 of Dave Ramsey's 7 baby steps. And possibly a newer vehicle for me. We'll see about that one. You just listened to the post titled, How We Paid Off $127,000 of Debt in 4 Years by Jen Hayes of jenhayes.me.
If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kid's college. I've found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
And that is going to do it for another edition of Optimal Finance Daily. Hope you enjoyed today's post and hope you enjoy the rest of your day too. I'm going to see you right back here tomorrow for the Wednesday show where your optimal life awaits.